Thank you. Mia, was it your first time?
Yes.
Reading?
Yes.
I too have often prayed for a boyfriend. Yet to take, yeah. All right, our next reader is Kevin Hennessy with Dakota, December 8th, 1980.
I was standing in the exact spot where John Lennon got shot 24 hours prior to that event. My friend Jay Hastings was a concierge at the Dakota. I was killing time prior to going to work on the graveyard shift. I worked as a concierge myself at the time at One Lincoln Plaza. My friend Mike Moran and I had gone to a hockey game at Madison Square Garden on the evening of the 7th. When the game was over, it was too early to go to work as my shift started at midnight. "Swing by the Dakota so I can say hello to my friend Jay," I said to Mike. From the street, the Dakota does not look like much. I told Mike to keep his eyes open while waiting in case John Lennon should come in. "John Lennon doesn't live in a place like this," was his reply. Little did we know that in precisely 24 hours, John Lennon would not be living anywhere. He would instead be lying in a pool of blood on that same short flight of stairs I had climbed on the evening of the 7th, with Jay Hastings' brown doorman's coat covering his bullet-riddled body. I remember the stunned feeling I got when I rolled into work on the evening of December 8th. One of my coworkers informed me that John Lennon had got shot at the Dakota. I got off work at 8 a.m. I walked up Columbus Avenue. I smoked a joint to ward off the drizzly chill of the Manhattan morning. When I got to the corner of 72nd Street, I saw a young woman in business clothes walking towards the subway. She was crying hard. Mascara streaked her face. I started to cry myself. There were thousands of people on both sides of 72nd Street. Many carried tape players. A montage of Beatle and Lennon tunes filled the air. "All You Need Is Love," "Give Peace a Chance," "Lady Madonna," "Imagine There's No Heaven." Strangers shared hits on joints and sips of Jack Daniels from small bottles. I walked across Central Park West. I sat on my favorite bench. I recalled sunnier mornings when I had sat there after work, watching the early morning sideshow. I always half expected to see John and Yoko out for a morning stroll. I hoped that he might smile at me or nod his head. "This is my smile back, Johnny."